Welcome to the Bridging the Divide podcast. Each week, we'll explore the key factors that have contributed to today's economic divide, hear from experts and changemakers, and offer practical insights for aspiring entrepreneurs who are ready to break down barriers and inspire others. Join me as we navigate the challenges and opportunities for closing the economic gap, one conversation at a time. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bridging the Divide. I'm your host, Rolando Bonilla. You know, the feedback from last week's episode was really positive. People loved that I answered questions, and the response to that garnered more questions. So I'm really excited about that. Appreciate you all for taking the time to listen and taking the time to actually ask me some questions. Also makes my job a whole lot easier, right? Because I literally am trying to do this in a way that meets your needs. So big question I got over the last week from multiple folks is the question of mentorship. How critical is mentorship on this path to building a business? How critical is mentorship in terms of understanding how to access capital, for example? And my answer to that is that mentorship is always, in my mind, necessary. But we have to think about how we look at, we have to think about how we define the word mentorship. Very often, the word conjures up this idea of you going up to someone and saying, hey, Steve, I'm starting a company. Would you be my mentor? And Steve says, yes, no, maybe so. But that's not always how it works in real life. Very often, the concept of mentorship is something that evolves over time or organically, evolves over time by you, the person seeking the mentorship, looking out and going out of your way to make sure you're in that person's space, at the very least to see how they operate, to get a sense of their movements, to then see how you can incorporate that into your day-to-day. And that, to me, is the part that a lot of folks in this space, in my experience, tends to hold them back. In my mind, you know, if you're going to have the audacity to start a company, then you have to also have the audacity to ask people for help. You're going to have to ask community members for support purchasing your product or your experience. You're going to have that courage to seek help financing, seeking legal advice, and so on and so forth. So the question of mentorship to me is a critical part of you being able to successfully build this, right? Because if you're doing this in a vacuum, if you're doing this by yourself, no context, no understanding, then you do put yourself at a very big competitive disadvantage because you are entering a realm that clearly is new to you. Now, mentorship isn't just individuals. Mentorship is also reading books on the subject matter, doing your homework on the market you're trying to access, YouTube videos, the podcasts like this one, to help you think about things differently, to open your mind to concepts that perhaps aren't new to you, and yet that you need in order to move your company forward from the origination point all the way to one day being a major publicly traded company, or, you know, a nice mom and pop business that's going to stay in the community, serving the community for 20, 30 years. You have to accept the fact that you are going to have to go out of your way to try to tap into knowledge. In fact, I would argue that knowledge at this point in the game for you is probably of more value than capital. Because not knowing what to do with that capital could literally be the determination of whether or not your business is going to survive or if your business is going to grow and thrive. So when I first started, you know, I understood that there was a lot that I didn't know. So one of the things that folks don't realize about me is that I would go out of my way to ask questions, to send emails, to run into folks at cocktail parties and ask them questions there. In fact, recently, you know, a good friend of mine and I were at an event and we had the opportunity to meet with a high-level executive from a very big corporation. And, you know, we took that time to ask him questions within our conversation on issues that we were also kind of trying to better understand and dig into. So it is part of that whole concept that when you are in business, in my mind, in my experience, mentorship is critical. You do need to make the effort to identify and create that unofficial kitchen cabinet. And like I said, whether it's people, whether it's YouTube, whether it's books, or a combination or all of the above, you can't play the game without understanding the rules of engagement and without understanding what you're playing against. And very often, if you do it on your own, you don't know that. But the people that do know that can help you get there in terms of your knowledge base simply by you creating the space to give them the opportunity to share it with you. You know, one of the things I remember when I started at San Francisco City Hall, I had just turned 18. I was a baby. I thought I knew everything until I realized I knew nothing. But one of the things that I did during my time there was I would go out of my way to see how people interacted, took the time to understand what they were doing in order to be in a position where I gave them the necessary respect by understanding the subject matter of the work they did to then ask them the questions that I felt were important to me to better understand what they were doing. And that principle has worked for me my whole life. You know, when I started my company, there were countless business owners that I would reach out to for help. And help was always advice. When I, you know, spun off my company and, you know, merged it with another company, there were questions that I had about the process of doing that, the value of doing that. And I knew I didn't have the answers. And I knew I wanted to talk to folks that had been through those battles. And, you know, I always made it a point to respect their time and let them know where I was coming from and ask them if they were open to sharing their insight with me. And you'd be surprised how many people want to be helpful if you give them the opportunity to do so. In fact, right before I came here to record, I got a LinkedIn message from a young person I met who was thanking me for giving her the advice to go to law school and if I could keep in touch. Absolutely, right? If something that simple is going to open so many knowledge-based doors just because that person had the gumption to just go for it and reach out, right? So unequivocally, in my mind, mentorship has to be a crucial element in terms of your planning, because without it, how do you really know what you're measuring against, right? How do you know if you're what progress and success looks like? How do you know what failure looks like? How do you know how to keep away from certain elements? Well, yeah, there's the way of kind of doing it yourself, and along the way you'll figure it out. But very often, if you're not taking the time to find that team of folks, that tribe, then you're going to hit your head on a wall over and over and over again versus talking to them and cutting off that pain threshold by about 50%, because they're sharing their intel with you, they're sharing their experiences with you, and they're putting you on a path for success. So thank you for asking that question about my views on mentorship. I think it's critical, but I think undoubtedly you do have to seek out those mentors. And like I said, though, you have to also be okay with redefining the word mentor. It's not always going to be someone saying, I'm going to take you under my wing. Sometimes they don't even know that they're your mentor, but you're watching them. You're asking questions. You're reading. You're watching the stuff on YouTube. In today's day and age, there is really no excuse for you not to have some level of knowledge base to work with. The question then becomes, though, how do you turn that knowledge into practicality? And that's where people come in, right? No matter how much AI we do, no matter how much that part of the world is changing, there's still something to be said about talking to people that have gone through it, that have experienced it, that are then willing to share that knowledge and in the process give you the best opportunity to succeed. I will say this, I'll close with this. You know, in my experience, and again, these are my experiences, I have never seen anyone's business do well when they're working in a vacuum, when they're working on this idea that I'm going to keep this to myself and I'm going to build it out. In my experience, it's actually quite the opposite. You're going to have to talk to folks. You're going to have to get feedback. You're going to have to get some inspiration sometimes. And that only comes from that mentorship that others are willing to share with you. So absolutely, go pursue those mentors. Go build those bridges. Go build those relationships. Because at the end of the day, you're a business, right? So if you don't take the time to build those relationships, then how are you going to build a customer base? How are you going to get people excited about your product when you yourself aren't so excited about your own product that you're not willing to ask for help? And think about this too. These mentors, these people that are essentially investing some level of time with you, they ultimately also become brand ambassadors, right? They get excited about what you're doing and the fact that you're bringing them into your journey. What do you think they're going to do when they run into folks asking for the particular service or products that you're putting together? They're going to refer you because there's a level of connection with you, a level of understanding that you have allowed for them to be a part of that journey. They've had the opportunity to share with you, and now there's a connection, right? So remember something. No matter how much is out there about social media, no matter how much is out there regarding AI, at the end of the day, business is still about people. And the more connection people feel with you, the stronger and better you're going to be and the higher likelihood of your business being successful. So go out there, go build those relationships, go seek that help, go get those mentors. Don't be discouraged if people don't, you know, jump up and say, I want to take you under my wing. Hey, we're all busy. Everyone's doing the best they can. But when you do have time with folks, make sure you have that in mind. I'll funny story on that point. Just last week, someone came up to me and said, hey, would you want to invest in my business? And, you know, my typical answer is, well, what's your business? What's your business plan? And the response was, I don't know. I'm still thinking about that. Well, let's just say that was a missed opportunity, right? Because if you go up to someone and you're asking for that type of help, you owe that person a level of respect in being prepared for that conversation. So be prepared for those conversations. You know, have a plan, have that depth. Show the person you're asking for help that you're taking this seriously so that they too can take this opportunity very seriously and give you the very best that they can to help you on your journey. So thanks for listening. Let's keep moving. Keep sending those questions and let's go get it.
Thanks for listening to the Bridging the Divide podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review, share with a friend, and give us a follow on all of our platforms. Special thanks to you for taking the time to listen today.